Like me, do you ever get to the end of your day and ask yourself this very personal question? Did I go the extra mile today? Did I do more than it was expected? Did I exceed expectations? Or did I do just enough to get by, so I did what was expected? Or did I not reach my own standard or my own expectations? And that's whether you washed the car, cleaned the house, did a training session, went to work, or started your MAX program. And it's a really good example of the way we wash the car, or the way we do an exercise session, or the way we study for an education, to reveal who we really are. And it's interesting just to take note, it's an observation, not a judgment, that there are certainly people in the world who go the extra mile. It doesn't matter what standard has been set or what the expectation is, they always do more. And it's interesting to watch MAX graduates, people who are already qualified, and they still come to MAX chats online every week, they still come to the monthly workshops, they're still studying their anatomy and physiology, they're still revising, they're still having personal mentoring sessions to grow their business, they're constantly practicing, training, and updating their skills to be the very best at what they do. Then there's people who complete the program and they tick the boxes. So, of course, the system is set up, or the program is set up, so that you get the information that you need. But it's interesting to watch the people that, well, I know enough. So they skip through the program. They watch just enough sessions to get the quizzes done. They do just enough assessments to get through. They do just enough of the requirements to get qualified and to get out into the profession. And one of the things I've learned after 30 plus years in the fitness profession is I'm learning every day, and I'm studying every day, and I'm updating my skills every day, and I still don't know enough. So I always find it interesting when people think they know enough to go out into the fitness profession. I chatted to an ex-student this week, and he said, yeah, I can wing it. If somebody asks me a question, I can wing it. And of course, you can imagine how sad that makes me when our entire goal is to make sure that the MAX program gives you not just what you need, but everything that you need. And that's another great question I'll ask. When Kaman, Roey and Savvy are putting together the MAX program, we're updating it and revising it and making it better every single day. Do you think we sit down and think, well, let's give all of our students less than they need to be successful in the fitness profession so that they can't have a successful, profitable career or business? Or do you think we say, let's just give them enough to get by, let's give them just enough quizzes and enough assessments and enough information so that they can have an average career and have an average gym or an average personal training studio, be an average personal trainer? Or do you think it might be possible that everything we do is designed to give you the top level skills, tools, knowledge, information, and ongoing information so that you can not only be successful at the career path that you are wanting to have, but for your entire career in the fitness profession, you can keep being promoted, keep getting more clients, keep growing your business, and keep doing or becoming even better. And to quote Ferrari, even the best know they can get better. So the people out there that are most successful in our profession are the ones who, even though they've got a top level education, they're constantly learning and growing. So it's a great question to ask. What do you think we're doing with the program? The next thing that's, of course, very sad for all of us, and I'm sure it's sad for you too, is you know when you go out to a gym or a personal training studio or watch a boot camp, whether a person has put an effort into their study and become the kind of personal trainer or fitness professional that you would be proud to call your colleague. And we've all been to a gym or a personal training studio where we've seen the worst of our profession. Poorly dressed, don't have good knowledge, dangerous exercises, bad attitude, eating a tuna sandwich while they're training their client, talking on the phone while they're training their client, Facebooking while they're training their client, almost ignoring their client. We've all had that experience, or we've seen it, or we've been disgusted by it, or we feel really sad when we see it. So they're it's an interesting analyzation, my favorite word that doesn't exist. Do I want to be the worst at what I do? Do I want to be average at what I do? Or do I want to be the best at what I do? And as you're going through the MAX program, I'm wondering if you could ask yourself that question. We have obviously designed the program to give you the very best of everything that you need. And I get, it's almost perplexed when people say, oh, I just skipped through a session, or I get this question a lot, do I have to watch all of the videos? I don't know how much you've had to do with university studies or tertiary education, but the university professors share the same thing with me. They only produce lectures and tutorials and education and information so that you can become the best doctor or the best lawyer or the best accountant or the best engineer. But the professors at university are continually perplexed like me that students don't come to class and they don't come to tutorials and they don't get the help that they need and get the best education possible. They do just enough to get by. Now, we have designed the MACS program to know whether or not you have gone the extra mile. And it all comes down to your final personal training evaluation. And there's some boxes to tick, but ultimately the last box is, are you ready and confident for the fitness profession? And yes, of course, there are people who are excellent actors and they're really good at tricking their way through life and they've been doing it for a long time, and or they do it to pass the test or get through the assessment. And then it's like, well, I don't need to keep that standard high. I'm just going to join the average crowd when I go out into the fitness profession. So when people say to me, oh, I've got a MAC student coming to apply for a position, I'm sure they're going to be great, I always say, well, we don't know that, do we? Because the only people that are great are the people that choose to be great. Doesn't matter how much education you get and doesn't matter how good the education is, if you don't choose to implement that education and implement that knowledge, then it's not going to be of any value to you. So I'm asking you on a personal basis, and it's not, again, a judgment and it's not an evaluation of you, it's just an observation of human nature. When you're going through your MACS program, we have given you everything you need. And I know that because I have students who they receive their links on the day they're accepted into the MACS program. They watch every single session once, twice, three times, as many times as they need to. They do all of their assessments, their quizzes. They do their final written evaluation. They do their final PT evaluation and they upload it onto the MACS platform and they email K-Man and they say, I've completed my program. And it's to an excellent standard. We're so incredibly proud of them, and they've never been to a workshop and they've never been to a MACS chat and they've never had any personal mentoring. So we know that inclusive of itself, online, the MACS program will produce fitness professionals of excellence. So the question is, why would you skip through the program? Which bit do you think we put in there that we don't think you need? Which session do you think is not important? Which video do you think doesn't need to be watched? Which assessment do you think isn't valuable to you as a fitness professional? And then on top of that, every single day we send you more information, more audios, more videos, more seminars, more interviews with successful people. And you have access to those for the rest of your life. And that's what's really interesting to watch, is the graduates who are constantly going to the website and downloading more information and watching more sessions and re-watching their sessions. We don't know what you're going to do with the program. All we know is this: we have given you, from our heart to yours, the very best education available on the planet Earth today to be a fitness professional. And not only is it the very best available today, but I'll quote Ferrari again, even the best know they can get better. We are constantly updating and upgrading and improving the program daily. That's why we have a lifetime education, so you can keep doing that education for the rest of your life. It's interesting to take note that the people that do not enough to get by don't. The people who do just enough to get by and get through, and those that do more than expected to complete their MACS program, take those same characteristics into the fitness profession. A person that has a just enough attitude while they're studying doesn't all of a sudden become an extra mile person when they go into the fitness profession. And you'll watch them. You'll see the personal trainers that are the worst and we're embarrassed about them. You'll see the personal trainers that are average. They're getting an average number of clients, an average number of members at the gym. They're earning an average amount of money to pay their wages. Their gym's making an average amount of money to just get by. And then there's the people of excellence. There's the people that are multimillionaires. They've got a chain of health clubs. They've got a chain of personal training studios. They're earning more than a doctor or a lawyer or an accountant or an engineer. They've got a business where they can choose their own hours, be their own boss. They're making the amount of money that they want to earn to have a life that they're really happy with. They are giving hundreds of thousands of dollars to charity. They're adding massive value to their community. They're doing community programs and projects all the time, which is adding value to not just their lives, but everybody that's in their lives. If you take your minus mile attitude into the profession, it will show. If you take your average attitude into the profession, the results will be average. And if you take your extra mile attitude into our fitness profession, our profession will reward you in so many ways that you don't even know about yet. Our product and our service is such a special gift that we give to our community, to give to the people in our lives. When people come to you and say, because of your exercise program that I could stick to, because of the magnificent customer service you gave me that I felt really special, because of your in-depth knowledge and I didn't get tricked by the latest fads and fallacies of the fitness fibs that are out there. Thank you for teaching me. Thank you for caring about me. Thank you for changing my life. Because of you, I ran a marathon or climbed a mountain or won my football grand final, or I'm walking again, or I've got no joint pain. All the amazing things that we add to people's lives. The Max program has been designed that your clients will only ever say that to you. When you have an in-depth knowledge of anatomy and physiology, you'll never get tricked by a silly exercise program. You'll never follow the ridiculousness of our fitness profession and the stupid things that people do in gyms and personal training studios, because they're following everybody else. They're not designing programs around how the human body works or how to help people actually lose weight and get fit and stay strong for the rest of their lives. We want our Max students to have the in-depth knowledge of how to think for yourself. The Max program has never been designed to tell you what to think. It teaches you how to think. And that's why it's really interesting when people say, please, can you help me with my quiz? It's really obvious that you haven't watched the session. If you're asking a question, that the question was answered in the session. So please know that we can't force you to be extra mile. We don't want you to be average, and we don't want you to be less than the best. But if you choose to be, of course, that would be your choice. We do congratulate and are very proud of the people that go the extra mile, and may you be setting the example. Because the interesting thing in our profession is we hope that if you go into a gym or a personal training studio and your standard is higher than everybody else's, that perhaps that will help improve the standard of the people that are in your gym or your personal training studio. So a great question to ask. Do I want to be the best? Am I going to settle for average, or will I end up being one of those worst? And a great way to reveal that is the way you study your program, the way you do your exercise program every day. Do you run just a little bit further, or do just a little bit more weight, or push just a little bit harder? Or do you do just enough to get by so you can tick the box to say, yes, I trained today? Or do you do less than required to be healthy, fit and strong and feel fantastic, look amazing, be lean, fit, strong and have great self-esteem because you know that you put in 100% effort? They're great questions to ask. Are you the best? Are you average? Will you accept the worst? And of course, I would love to believe that you're going to be the best.